Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'm calling to ask four short survey questions about some important issues facing Texas. So thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote more for Republicans, Democrats, or an even mix of both?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What are you trying to sell me?
No, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just kind of asking. I'm just
Who I'm voting for? I don't know. Pablo Escobar, the president?
I'm sorry?
What do you need, young man?
Oh, well, we're asking questions, just four short questions, about kind of like some issues facing Texas. They're very, very short questions. So, again, kind of for this question, thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote more for Republicans or for Democrats or for both parties equally?
Well, a lot of opinions. You know that there's a street in the west side of Dallas. I lived there all my life. Everybody tells you, vote for this guy, and I promise you, we'll get this street fixed. Let me tell you, I'm 67 years old, this street ain't never been fixed.
Oh.
And it doesn't matter who you vote for, as a governor or, how can we settle that, go to PTAs?
All right, so you wouldn't be sure, like, you don't vote, like, both parties or mostly Democrat or mostly Republican?
There's a what?
So, like, when you go voting, do you, like, vote all Republican or mostly Republican or both parties or mostly Democrat or all Democrat?
I don't know. I'm going to vote for Trump. You got to do something better than this president we have now.
All right, so do you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas?
Well, I don't know. I'm a Hispanic, but I don't like everybody coming in the border.
All right, so would you say you, like, somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I approve of things that he do. Other things, I don't know.
Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approved. We're keeping the wet bags in house.
All right. And so if the general election for president...
Look. I look at it this way. I can understand that there's a United States was born immigrants, right? We always had immigrants, either Chinese or Koreans or whatever, Philippines. They all came over. I can understand that. But when you got way too many people coming over, where I look at it, the kids that are growing up now, where were they going to work if we give away the jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I go, what? Would everybody want to go back to minimum wage at $7 or $8 an hour? When they could pay a Hispanic guy from another country $8, $9. Why pay the guys that live here $30 when you can hire two of them guys?
Mm-hmm.
What?
All right.
I don't think you would like your kid to go to college and can't get a job. You got to go work at Whataburger or McDonald's with the degree that he has. I don't think you would like that.
All right. So if the general election for president of the U.S. were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
All right. So would that be Donald Trump definitely or probably?
No, definitely. But you got to look at it. He got to get off that tweeter. That tweeter beating.
All right. And then the last question.
I told people, look. There you go. It's not just a Hispanic coming across with the drugs and organized crime. If it wasn't for us looking for the drugs, it wouldn't be there.
All right.
You stop the money going that way, I promise you, you'll stop the drugs from coming this way because they ain't getting no money. That
All
makes
right.
sense to you?
Mm-hmm, totally.
You know, you stop the flow from going out, hey, look, you won't send the drugs this way. You just stop the money flow.
All right. So, and then for the last question, which statement comes closest to your own opinion on guns? The first one is, we need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons. Number two is, we need common sense gun reforms in Texas, like universal background checks. Or number three, which is, we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we don't need any kinds of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms.
I don't know. I got 15 weapons, so it really don't bother me.
All right. I live
in organized crime. As long as they don't step in my yard, they're all right.
All right. So, you ever stop
and think? There's a law that you can't hit your kid. I'm gonna swap my kid in the butt. You know? Because now the kids these days, all they want to do is whack. Yeah, nah. Got no respect for the elders, so they're gonna do what they want. They figure they got the law holding their hand. Well, if you get hit, you can put him in jail. Put me in jail. Hey, it's all right. Put me in jail. You go to jail as soon as I come out. Just for swatting your butt. That's how you stop the law, you know? It's like, hey, these kids, why are you buying weapons? Because you can buy them off the street. So it doesn't matter what the law says.
All right. So, but kind of based on those, like, statements that I did kind of give you, which one do you think comes closest to your own opinion?
Well, I love my weapons, let me tell you. Because you look at it this way, you're getting all the immigrants coming across. Or letting them come in. And then how am I going to protect myself? And Dallas, let me tell you, in my part of town, you call the policeman, he comes 2 days later. You know? And then they just cruise by. They ain't doing nothing.
All right. So would you say you want to protect the Second Amendment?
Oh, I believe in the right of carrying arms.
All right, so will your opinion be the last one then, which is we need to protect the Second Amendment and we don't need any kinds of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms. Would you say that was your opinion?
Yes.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too.